All right, hello. This episode will be about the newest iPhone, iPhone 16. And in my opinion, this thing is the same thing as last year. The only difference there is they got rid of one camera, and this Apple, I can't speak, Apple Intelligence. Let's see what else there is. There's a note, capture audio stuff. You can apparently create original. I don't even know. Image background or image playground app. The cleanup feature, which is pretty useful. Update to Siri. And here says awareness of your personal context. Enable Siri to help you in ways that are unique to you. And then need your passport number while booking a flight. Siri can help find what you're looking for without compromising your privacy. I'll be honest, I don't believe in the slightest bit ever. I do not believe that at all. Because I'm pretty sure most data that is used, or people have a setting enabled and never disabled it, but data sharing with the companies to make the AI or company better, like get feedback, that's probably sold to different companies. So I don't believe that at all. And then there's richer language understanding, updates to privacy, the side button, you can scroll up and down to zoom in now, it's like from here. New camera. This is 48 MP fusion camera, 2x optical quality. 4 lenses. I'm just reading what it says. I got no idea if it's true or not, but ultra wide camera. 0.5 macro, 1, 2, once more. Some of the audio mix. That's something. You can use this for in studios. Apparently, you can use it for professional things, like pro studios and everything. There are filters for your camera. Home scrolling. You can adjust tone and color simultaneously. And the new A18 chip. Custom build for Apple Intelligence. The CPU is like 60% faster, longer battery life, 27 on the 16 plus, 22 on the normal 16, durable design. I don't believe that in the slightest bit ever, like at all, because honestly, I probably known everyone that has iPhones, they've at least broke one of them, so... let's see what else there is. The action button. Okay. iOS 18 customized. You can move apps finally. I don't know why you couldn't do that before. And apparently now you can send messages through satellite. Roadside assistance via satellite. You can do that apparently. Crash detection. Quick and effective assistance, designed to make a difference, environment, privacy, accessibility, hold on. And let's see what else. Alright, yeah, there's not really much different, really. Yeah, there ain't really... Alright, the only difference between 16 and 16 Pro. 16 Pro is pretty much built like the 15. It has 3 cameras, and the 16 has 2, so. And, that's pretty much it. In my opinion, I just think it's the same thing from last year, which is different things added. I just didn't add no camera to it. But that's it for me. That's the review on the my review on the iPhone 16.